This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. We are here on SportsGrid. Don't forget that Clemson team total under 74.5, that game just beginning with North Carolina. No points through the first 10 seconds, so we're certainly on pace. You know, a college basketball play from OK Dubs is nice, but getting it from Mr. Gopher the Two is even better. Joe Lisi joins us here on the program. Joe, great to see you. I mean, I'm having separation anxiety already. We were going to try and get you into studio. Lisi thought I was going to try and drag him into studio on a Monday. Real nervous. Almost turned me down. How you feeling here, Joe?
Feeling good. A little R&R, right? You get to reflect on the season that just passed, the great pro and college season. We just culminated year number two on Pro Football Today. I tweeted it out, a great co-host, great production staff. It's like family. I love you guys. And a great victory by the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm. Kev, all season long, I sat up at that desk with you and Donnie. And when you and Donnie weren't completely bought in, I kept telling you.
Unfortunately.
You, no worries. I'm glad we got through, Lisi. Untouched, unscathed, dominant victory for those Eagles.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to year three and possibly, who knows, maybe some other collabs.
Let me tell you this. You made a decision right there, okay? And with that, we can only move forward. Game number one, the Eagles have to go through Joe Lisi's Green Bay Packers. No problem. Smash. I like
that
a plus
the
6.5.
No. That was the only game I picked against them.
Then they go against the Rams, and Lisi says, I like actually the Eagles in this game, but as the game goes on, he's rooting. Come on with these Rams. Come on. And they let him down, but that's okay. Jaden Daniels will step up, and in his heart, he knew that wasn't a good spot for them, but he believed and he tried and he rooted it in, and he keeps telling everybody he made money in the game because he's holding on to that Zach Ertz ticket that nobody cares about because the Washington Commanders are still getting scraped off a Lincoln Financial Field. So Lisi, hidden, unbeknownst to myself and Donnie Rideside for the best bet, put up the one final barricade. The barricade that last year broke the Philadelphia Eagles, which was a Lisi alt-Eagle best bet. And Saquon Barkley in the receiving game said, Lisi, I got this. I'm going to have my worst game running all year, but in the receiving game, I'll step up. This team went right through the chest of every opponent, including you, on the way to Super Bowl 59, pal.
It's great victory, Kev. I'm happy for both you and Donnie. Are you kidding me? It's great. And right. I, and on top of it, I made a little money, too. Now, if Grant Calcaterra could have hit end zone, I would have been buying you dinner for a month if Grant Calcaterra, Samaj J.P. Ryan hit pay dirt yesterday.
I'll tell you, the way we were out in New Orleans, that budget would only last about a week. We were eating good out there. Lisi loved every place we went to, let me tell you. I want to ask you this, though, Joe, honestly, as far as yesterday's game, what was the biggest takeaway either side of the football for you? What was the biggest thing that you took away from the Eagles' 40-22 victory?
Kev, we talked about it in the pregame. It was the front seven of how they dominated. And I remember talking to you. I thought they would get pressure if Kansas City couldn't run the football. What happened? Pat Mahomes led the game for Kansas City with 25 receiving yards. You take his 25 yards rushing away. They only rushed for 24 yards on the ground and less than 4 yards per carry. I mean, they got completely dominated by that front seven. They didn't blitz once, and Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter and Williams made their presence known early and often, and that was it. You know, opportunistic. We talk about why the defense was so good. They limited chunk plays, and you saw that last night. They win the turnover battle, the two interceptions, the pick six, and then they give up a big play over the top at the end, but then by that time, it was signed, sealed, and delivered. What more can you ask for? It was a dominant defensive effort. I mean, just a great job by Vic Fangio. We said it in the pregame.
Yeah, the way that defense stepped up in every single moment was out of this world. There were, and look, you know my confidence in this Eagles team, Joe, but there were moments where I, of course, expected Kansas City to have some positive momentum. The pick six was followed by a three and out. It ended in another sack for the Philly defense. You would have thought they had been able to move the ball. And the big one was that opening possession of the second half, right? Again, all the understandable praise that gets put towards some of the key players within Kansas City. And I expected them to move the football. I really did on that opening drive. And again, they did nothing. They did absolutely, they picked up one first down and then had to punt the football away on a 4th and 9. And maybe in hindsight, they should have gone for it. But here's the reality. They weren't picking it up. And this is the aspect, because Joe, there are, look, you know me, so you know that I'm going to try and now push you to agree with all my Chiefs takes. But we have a lot of time now with some additional Pro Football Todays. So I want to ask you about singularly within this game. Pat Mahomes gave me Sam Darnold vibes. He looked rattled in a way you never expect to see from Pat Mahomes. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, I mean, it looks similar to when he was abused by Tampa Bay in that Super Bowl a few years ago. And when you have a pocket passer, even though he's mobile and he breaks contain, the biggest and the worst type of pressure that you could get is right up the middle. You know, it comes fast, it comes furious, and at the end of the day, it throws you off your mark. And that's exactly what happened last night. You saw Jalen Carter, you saw Davis, you saw Nolan Smith come off the edge at particular times, but the pressure, collapsing the pocket early by those D tackles is really what made the difference. And the non-existent running game. I mean, they're going to have to get a legitimate home run hitter. They thought one back with Clyde Edwards-Helaire when he came out of LSU. You know, obviously he dealt with some PTSD issues in his days in Baton Rouge, now with the Saints. But they don't need like pedestrian running backs. They need a home run hitter like a Saquon or a Derrick Henry. We'll see if they go for Genty or potentially another back in this draft. But at the end of the day, they need somebody that could take it to the house in the running game.
Yeah, that's actually a conversation. You know, maybe some out there missed it, that myself, Joe, and Donnie had in New Orleans. Just kind of looking ahead, the running back position. But if Kansas City could try and find themselves a star player at the position in the NFL draft. Again, Ashton Genty very likely out of sight of their range. What do they think of Amarian Hampton, Cam Scadaboo, the Ohio State backs, and either Henderson or Judkins? I think it would be very interesting to see if KC is willing to spend that type of capital there, because here's what I feel very confident about. The way KC's offense looked this year, again, there were disagreements, and that's fine. If it looks the same, there won't be disagreements. It won't just be me on the desk saying this is a problem. I know that, because now this game will carry weight heading into next season, and it requires then Mahomes and Andy Reid to step up significantly. And there's this now big question that looms about whether or not Travis Kelce.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
See, retires. Because, man, the energy around that was fascinating. We're with you right here. It's Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you right here on Game Time Decisions. And Lisi, with an Intel play during the commercial break on a college hoops board. Lisi, you want to let the people know what you jumped in on?
Yeah, I took Clemson. Now, Clemson, if I'm not mistaken, when we were in New Orleans, smashed Duke 77-71 as a 6.5-point dog. And I think a lot of people thought North Carolina would be live. Obviously, maybe the potential letdown. This team might just be peaking, Kev. These Tigers, you know, they made it to the Sweet 16 last year. They might be playing with a little house money. I know I got a bad line, but I feel good about it. I laid the 5.5 in game.
All right, I'll tell you this. I think there could be another Intel play out there, but I'll tell you when we hit the break. NBA tonight, did you poke around that board at all?
I stuck the beak in the water a little bit, toe in the water, lukewarm. You know, I took Andrew Wiggins in the Heat. I took the Heat. I know it looks like Hero might not play. Hey, Hero, it's okay. Give me the 7.5 with the Heat going up against the Celtics. And I took Wiggins at +125 for 20-plus tonight. I hear the kid loves to run the floor. He loves to just shoot against good competition. And I think the kid's going to be hot as a pistol tonight, I tell you that.
I think it's his Heat debut there, Lisi. So some love for Andrew Wiggins from you. We do have Lisi with us here again, Carver and Lisi, both college and pro football today. It's been a heck of a season. It is an absolute treat, and I mean that, and he knows that, getting to work with Joe every Saturday and Sunday and then Monday and Thursday, and then we make sure we link up then Wednesday, Friday. So, Lisi, just kind of looking ahead now, right? One thing I will always give you credit for is you've actually been very complimentary of Jalen Hurts. Actually more than the guy who sits in between us, I think, at times, in Donnie. To me, I think the Super Bowl victory and how he played in the victory cements Hurts as one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. And that's one of the big things now when we look at the Eagles moving forward. We think about next year's Super Bowl odds. Some people, I don't know about the quarterback. No. The quarterback's a positive, Joe. Hurts, one of the five best in the league in my eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you talk about a consummate professional, poised, mature, and the leadership skills that he's displayed now in two Super Bowls. You know, and you want to talk about, you know, mobile and agile and the ability to put pressure on opposing defenses. I'll just say this. There's other experts and gurus and analysts. Oh, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, they're more lethal. They're deserving of the MVP. I'll just say this. You know, they're still waiting to go to their first Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts has been to two and now is 1-1. Okay, so when we talk about taking games over, he took the game over with his legs last night. 72 rushing yards, extended plays. Yeah, he had an interception, but he bounced back from that. The adversity, the mental aspect. Kid's a winner, man. I don't understand the negative criticism surrounding Jalen Hurts at this point in his career. He's worthy of it. He steps up. And you know what? He's got ice in his veins, man. I'll just say that. The kid is cool and Luke. And that's what you want. I'm serious. Kid, He's like that. I see a lot of Jaden Daniels, meaning Jaden Daniels has a lot in common with Jalen Hurts. Never have I, no matter how bad Jalen Hurts has played in his career, you never see him rattled. You just never see him like he's nervous. Yeah, he might play bad, but he bounces back from that. I just don't understand it.
I think as it relates to that AFC, Lamar and Allen specifically, again, if thinking those guys are better is totally fine. Allen won MVP this year. Lamar's won multiple MVPs. But with Hurts, you can't say, yeah, but he beat da-da-da. Like, he beat the guy that they can't get through on the biggest stage. And that changes it.
I mean, meaning he played better than him twice.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. He played better than him twice. In the biggest game of his career, he has stepped up every single time.
Hey, Lisi, let me ask you this, man, because the next thing football-wise is going to be the NFL draft. And I'm just wondering how Abdul Carter gets his way to the Philadelphia Eagles. This guy was celebrating with Jalen Carter last night with a custom Eagles hoodie. This guy's the best. I love this Abdul Carter. Let me tell you.
Well, Penn State guys, Kev, they, you know, I mean, in state.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, I mean, you know, he wants to be like Saquon, you know, playing in state. I mean, it's crazy. If they get Abdul Carter, just forget it. This defense, come on. They're going to get Abdul Carter? Come on.
What's actually wild is there are some who believe Howie is going to aggressively pursue Myles Garrett on the trade market. You never want to rest on your laurels, but I mean, the Eagles defense is already so young and so good. Like, I just, what does that even look like? And I mean, at least if they get Myles Garrett, you know, now things get very, very interesting. What a season, Lisi, huh? What an absolute season.
Great season, Kev. I mean, we covered it from start to finish. We covered every game, playoff game, Super Bowl, and, you know, I'm going to miss it. You know, year number two is in the books, but wouldn't want to work with anyone else and the crew behind the scenes. And that goes for the College Football Today crew, too. You know, they know we're a family.
We are. And that's real. And I imagine you, like many now, chomping at the bit to figure out who I picked to win the Super Bowl next year, since I nailed it with the Philadelphia Eagles, most unbiased man in history of sports media. I mean, I knocked this thing out of the park, out of the park. And listen, I know, you know, you DRS, maybe you're a little, you know, hesitant to run to give me praise, so I'll just do it myself. You know what I mean? I'll just, bah, bah, bah. What a great job. And that's right, the jacket's a little tight. I can't get all the way back there. Don't worry, I'm doing steps around New Orleans. I'm dropping pounds. I'll be a lean, mean fight machine out in the Bay Area, buddy. Cannot wait. Are you on Carver and Lisi tonight? If you are, lock in. The show is the best. We'll update the board next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to the right here on Sports Grid. It is game time decisions. Early returns. Victor Wembanyama. Why didn't I just attack it? Three straight possessions, three made threes, a 29-footer, a 29-footer, and a 30-footer. Wemby's off to a great start again against the Wizards. He has 11 midway through the first quarter, scored 50 already this year on this team. We'll see what he has going as the game progresses. Tight one early in Atlanta and Orlando, and not a tight one early. My goodness, a 13-0 start to the game between Cleveland and Minnesota. Cleveland with kind of the under-the-radar move of the deadline, bringing in DeAndre Hunter, goes under the radar because Luka got moved and LaVine got moved and Fox got moved and Jimmy Butler got moved, right? So I don't think it was a disrespect or a slight thing, but it certainly was not the headline deal. And DeAndre Hunter is somebody that they are, of course, incredibly excited about, who's having a very, very good season in Atlanta. Tonight, he's making his Cavs debut. And at least plus-minus-wise, it couldn't be going better. They are right now shutting out Minnesota early and opening this game 0-5 from the floor. The NBA action will start for me at 7:30, 7:40, which is going to be the Hornets team total over at 104.5. Minus 105 was the number there for me. The Hornets are an offense who's played well on the road with LaMelo. They've scored at least 105 in 13 of 15 games. Incredibly, though, they are now playing the best defense in the NBA over the last week or so of basketball. Over their last five games, they've been the best defense in the NBA, defensive rating-wise, Brooklyn. I'm going to sell that. I'm going to sell that a team who's trying to lose basically every game they play will proceed forward as the best defense in basketball. So I'm going to go with the Hornets team total over 104 and a half with LaMelo back in the lineup. Maybe got some of the rust out in that game that they played against Detroit. And we see how things look tonight for Charlotte on the road against Brooklyn. I'm on a Steph Curry under 27 and a half tonight. Steph in the first game with Jimmy Butler went over this number, scoring 30 points in a third consecutive game. But the first two games of this three-game run, Steph took 30 field goal attempts in both of those games. Steph has not been the most efficient player by any stretch of the imagination this season. It's a reason that his scoring is down by a lot, really, when you think about kind of where Steph has been. You know, you remove the 1920 season where he only played five games. The last time Steph averaged this few points, you have to go back to 2012, 2013. So you're talking about before Steve Kerr was the coach of this basketball team. It's, again, been a very long time, and it is in part due to a lack of efficiency. There's not as much of a workload there for Steph as well. He's not getting to the line as much this season. To me, with Jimmy in town, I think that Steph tonight will see the workload lessen. The efficiency could drop back as well, and he gets under that number. You have two bounce-back spots tonight for Zach LaVine and Kyrie Irving, so I play their combined points. That's a number over on DK at minus 110. That's over 49.5. I think either guy can carry me through the finish line here, which is what I really like. Instead of playing them both over there straight-up props, and then if I go 1-1, right, instead of, you know, attacking, okay, both for 30-plus and hoping that, oh, I clip one of them, minus 110 over the 49.5. LaVine getting the rhythm as he plays now his fourth game with Sacramento. Kyrie needing to step up with the Anthony Davis absence, playing a much easier defense than his last two outings where he struggled in Houston and Boston. So I like that combination tonight. I am going to play some Jokic triple-double and a win. It's a player performance double over on FanDuel at plus 146. Portland's playing good basketball. But we saw that, you know, they finally kind of leave home, short number, playing Minnesota, no Anthony Edwards, 3.5-point line smashed, lose by 16. Lost that fourth quarter by 24 points, right? So they fell apart on the road. That's probably what happens tonight against the Denver team, who is right now winners of six in a row and has Jokic entering the game where his most recent outing, he did not have a triple-double. He missed it by one assist. Jokic has, since January started, had two straight games without a triple-double, I think just once. So I like that spot tonight. And we've talked some Luka. We'll talk more Luka and all things NBA next right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With you right here on Sports Grid, game time decisions. We are following a Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl victory. We are getting set for a Luka Doncic Laker debut next to LeBron James. I got to talk to somebody. How is this not National KW Day? I mean, come on. What's better than this? Like, the Lakers could lose outright. Who cares? let's just hit our 14.5 rebound losses. Well, I would be upset if they lost outright, but like not really that upset. The Eagles just won a Super Bowl. I wanna take a chance to just kind of reset on something because, you know, we come out of the gates here and look, I'm excited, man. You know, I'm not gonna hide it. I am an Eagle fan. That is not why I picked the Eagles to win a Super Bowl, but it makes it a lot sweeter. Both ways. It makes it a lot sweeter. And alongside that, it feels as if the NFL take I became most associated with outside of the Eagles was saying the Chiefs weren't as good as their record suggested. Kansas City, being the two-time defending champs, bought them a lot of grace. I get that. To have the conversations that I wanted to have, I didn't need people to say they were atrocious. I wasn't telling you they were the worst team in football, but there were worry signs there for a team that could not consistently score the football, for a team that could not extend on anyone. There were worry signs there, and they ran up against the best defense in football. I try to tell some people, talk to some people, man. The Eagles defense on a yards per attempt basis, they were number one. The gap between first and second was the gap between second and 24th. They were in a class of their own. They didn't play Josh Allen this year. You know who they played? Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar. All of them arguably had their worst game of the season against this Eagles defense. Mahomes' worst QBR, Lamar worst QBR, Burrow worst passer rating. Throw Jordan Love into the mix. One of the games was his worst passer rating game of the season. One of them was his worst QBR game of the season. But people were still, it's Mahomes. If Mahomes was able to just snap, click, turn it on the way everybody convinced themselves he could, why would he have not done that when the playoffs started? He didn't do that against Houston. That's not how that game played out. So why would we ignore that, right? We just ignore that. And then he plays very well against Buffalo. Buffalo's not a great defense. Not even close. You now have, again, the consensus best quarterback in football and a consensus top three player in the history of the position in his prime seeing massive regression. And the cover-up for that regression was he's deciding to play like this because he waits for the playoffs. Well, when yesterday looks the way it does, when there's 2 minutes and 31 seconds left in the third quarter and Mahomes is sitting there with 61 yards, no touchdowns, two picks, completing 50% of his passes for 3.4 yards per attempt, now the 2 years of down play need to be talked about, need to be addressed, need to be figured out. If all of a sudden Josh Allen next season statistically looked like the 12th best quarterback, we'd talk about it. If all of a sudden next year Shai Gilgeous-Alexander missed the All-Star team, we'd talk about it. Why would we not hold Mahomes to that standard? Everybody decided they didn't need to because he'll just keep winning. Well, it stopped. It stopped. And it stopped in part because there were signs that it was going to, that it wasn't going well. It also stopped in part because they played the best defense in football, the best team in football. That's what the Philadelphia Eagles were. And I want to make this clear. When I bet the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, I did not tell you day number one, that's the best team in the league, right? Because we don't just show up to an odds board, grab the favorite, and move on, right? You know I like value. You know I like to look down the board if I can, right? The Eagles at 14-1 were a perfect combination of great football team, great roster, great opportunity, great number. But as that season went on, post bye week, when they went to Cincinnati and smashed a Cincinnati offense that couldn't be stopped, it was very clear that they were the best team in football. And I tried to tell as many people as I could, like my good pal Dave Sharapan, who's right here, the sportsbook consigliere. And I got to tell you, Dave is someone that I know was listening to me, which I appreciate.
Yep.
But Dave does like to rile me up, so sometimes I don't know if he was kind of messing around or if he really understood it, but in some ways I think he understood it. That this Philadelphia Eagle team was special, Consig.
Without a doubt.
And they capped it off, just so people understand, if this game went the other way yesterday, the Chiefs would have been called the greatest team in NFL history, a three-peat had never been done before.
Correct.
And the end result was they got absolutely smashed, beaten down, destroyed, and dominated. Heck, even the most fraudulent version of Kansas City was hard to separate on. Their only loss this year with starters came by 9 against Buffalo.
Right.
It was 34-0.
Yes, it was. Yes,
Dave,
it was.
It's an all-time great football team, man. No other way to call it.
They were the best team. There's no question about it. Listen, you're the most unbiased man in sports media right now.
And thank you, sir.
Well, believe it or not, I went on every show that I went on this week and told everybody that the Eagles were going to win. Yeah. And win like the Buccaneers did against the Chiefs and make it look ugly. No, I didn't think it was going to be 34-0 at one point, and they would have 3 yards in the first half while the Eagles had 24 points. They had 23 yards in the entire first half. The punts, which everybody loved, went over almost in the first half solely because the Chiefs kept punting.
Yeah.
The defense was super special. Jalen Hurts earned every bit of, you know, awards, recognition, MVP plus 360. We told everybody that too. I went on TV Network and told the baseball guys on Friday. They had me on. I went in Philadelphia gear, top to bottom.
Yeah.
I said, Dave, who do you like? And I actually had to tell Harold. I'm like, Harold, can you see what I'm wearing? I like the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Eagles are going to win. Oh, man, you can't bet against Mahomes. You can't bet against the Chiefs. You can. People did, and they won.
They sure did. They sure did. And let me tell you, man, I try and do the smart thing, right? I want to be smart. And I was trying to figure out, you know, do we need to just put a couple of dollars on Kansas City because let's remove the fan stuff from it? What would I do? And there was a few people I spoke to, and one of them was Dave a while back when the game was set. And he goes, yeah, maybe grab some Kansas City alts, you know, plus 3.5, plus 4.5. And then he cut himself off and went, then again, the Eagles could probably smash this team.
Smash!
Because the thing is, the people who were paying attention, you know what I'm talking about? The people who were paying attention, not the people that showed up when, what was the final score? You had them Chiefs rocking and rolling, baby. No, the people paying attention. Ooh, there was something special brewing. Oh, we'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back right here. It is Game Time Decisions. Let's try and get to this here. Because I've been able to, I kind of told the story quickly on Moneyline. I'll do it here quickly, but I want to start by asking you a question, Dave. Mm-hmm. What was the moment in the game where you said Philly's going to win? We can think it pregame, right? But there's always a moment in a football game where you go, we're done here. I know who's winning this game. Was there a moment for you watching the Super Bowl yesterday?
The pick six. It was a wrap. It was it. I said, I turned, you know, because my wife has become a kind of a Chiefs fan. She's really enjoyed this run the last couple of years. Right. My mother-in-law loves Patrick Mahomes and thinks he's the greatest thing ever and really enjoys watching him play. And it's fine. Like, look, they've won. My wife has bet on the Chiefs the last couple of years in the Super Bowl. She's been right. But I turned to her and said, it's over. She said, what do you mean? I said, they're not coming back.
Yeah.
It's over. It's done. And she's like, well, what if they, I said, they can do this, that, whatever.
Yep.
But once it was, so right before the half, you know, I'm watching the in-game, and it was 12 and a half when they got the ball right before the end of the first half. And they didn't do anything with it, because if they score anything there and then get the ball to start the second half, we might have a game. They didn't. And I said, well, get ready for the Kendrick Lamar halftime show, because there's nothing else to see here. This one is only a matter of how many are they going to win by and whether the total's going to go over. And, I mean, I got, you know, I got the packet of props. I got it all right here. I got every one, you know, 60 pages of stuff. And I'm marking them off as they go, like I'm in the book grading them, you know, because that's what I do. And I'm like, Saquon doesn't have a touchdown yet. That's the one that's going to get the book all the money. They got to give this guy the ball down close. But that's the only thing I was watching for. I said it today on BBB with Matt. I said, who do you think was watching that game after the Chiefs punted to start the second half? Only the gamblers and the Eagles fans. It was a wrap.
I think that's
it's what was kind the of... moment for you? Did you have a moment where you went, it's done?
So there are degrees of over, right? The Hurts touchdown to Devonta Smith was
phenomenal.
Obviously, this game is over. I am running up and down the street that which I live on. Apologies to the neighbors if you're tuning in. The punt to open the second half was like, okay, I can actually sit now for the first time in this game. But the moment that you mentioned is the moment that there is footage of this on, you know, like the Furbos in the house of me screaming, we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to win the Super Bowl when Cooper DeJean picked off Mahomes and returned it for a touchdown, because my belief in this Eagles team was very real, and in no planet would they be up 17-0 in any game and then not proceed to win that football game. And it was a very, very, very special moment that capped off a very, very special season. My question to you, Dave, is, you know this always happens the day after the Super Bowl odds, and then we won't talk about him again for a while.
Right.
Have you heard anything? Has anybody clicked anything? Has there been any big reactions to anything when we talk 2025, 2026 Super Bowl market?
They immediately become the odds-on favorite if they weren't. They usually are second or third before the game. But after that game, and with – now, we'll see with Kellen Moore leaving and being the coach of the Saints – we'll see what happens. But the Eagles, over the past couple of years, have lost all of their coordinators. They keep getting back. 2 years ago, in the Super Bowl, lose. Last year, a good season, gone bad at the end. And this season, a 2-2 bye week. Let's fix this. This is who we are. This is what we need to do. And let's keep doing it. I think Herman Boone said it in Remember the Titans. It's like Novocaine. Just let it work and keep doing it. And they did. Let's run the ball until they stop us. If they can't stop us, we're going to do this. We don't care about the stats. We don't care about who gets the ball, who gets the touchdowns. They have to be the favorite going in. It's weird, though, because you go NFC, AFC, AFC, AFC. Uh-huh. I think there's a lot more questions, K-Dub, about the Chiefs. Because everybody's coming. They're not getting better. They're aging in dog years. And they didn't have no answers on either line. Mahomes had got hit so many times, they didn't even blitz.
Yeah, they need a good offseason. Kansas City is the simplest way that I will put that. I would say the main thing at the top of the board is if the Niners move on from Purdy, what happens to the number? That is the main thing that I am fascinated in. Because, so right now I'm seeing a 15-1. I'll throw out the craziest potential scenario that while it's very unlikely, Purdy out, Rodgers in, number goes down to 20-1, you have my attention. That's me. Maybe that's not how the numbers will work, but those are the kind of things that I'm going to be fascinated in. And I said this at the top of the show, just because I know some people, and it's funny, these numbers have actually moved a little bit. Some people like to try and get, put a bet down. I'm not doing that, okay? But I'll look at the numbers, okay? Jacksonville last night was 100-1. It's 75-1. That team was right on the cusp of make playoff price coming into the year. There's optimism around the coach. There's a vulnerable division there if you want a bomb ticket. And again, Dallas is the same roster that was booked as a top six contender. They are now 55-1. Obviously, that's a tempting number.
Don't do it.
Here's the thing. If I do it, it'll be so far from now, you'll have to remind me.
Right. It's annoying to do it now and stay in the app. Have to scroll by your pending bets. Like, we got basketball to talk about. Luka's debut is tonight. Yeah. I wore the Lakers stuff for you. I'm all in. I mean, we're back, baby. I mean, we just turned the page. Super Bowl was great. It's done. We cashed a bunch of tickets. We're good. And now it's basketball season. We got no hockey this week. Pitchers and catchers report, too.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We'll talk Luka next and button it all up here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, game time decisions. We are here with Consig. We will run through the remainder of tonight's card with you. We are very, very, very much so going to have a loser on the college basketball board with a Clemson team total under. It is what it is. Credit to them. They came out dialed in, and they're smashing North Carolina right now, 49-33. We're going to take that Houston team total over later tonight at 70.5. But the big basketball is late night in L.A. Consig, what are you hearing around the Luka Lakers tonight as they are going to be playing the Utah Jazz?
So a couple buddies that are still in the business were texting like, hey, it's basketball season now. And the late game is the Jazz and the Lakers. We put it at 13. And, of course, all the Rhombuses and Parallelograms out here grabbed the 13 because that's high. And that's a pretty good pregame position to take. The line's down to 12. Listen, I don't know. The Lakers, they annihilated the Pacers, I believe, the last game. It was on national TV. I think it was Saturday. Days are all running together after Super Bowl week. Mm. All the Luka props are very popular. They're giving away Luka t-shirts today to every person in the building. Yeah. They're going to make this guy feel pretty welcome. I believe he's probably, is this a PRA over? Is it that simple? Do you just play to Luka over everything? He's going to have a night, no?
So I took his rebounds plus assists. I just feel most secure in that. But I think it kind of sets up pretty simply. He will beat up the books tonight as long as he plays a normal amount of minutes. Because I think the books are, they have to be expecting a not normal amount of minutes. Debut, off an injury, 12-point favorite. I think they're banking on he maybe only plays 30 tonight. Slow start. Correct. We can get out of here with some unders. I think that's the thought process there.
I agree.
You're not going to throw out 31.5. He's in Dallas and ripping and roaring, right? So if he plays a normal amount of minutes, I think he's very likely to get through those numbers. I think one of the fascinating elements of the game is every number that they're hanging for LeBron tonight, he has absolutely beaten a smithereens over the last five games. Yep. But I agree with the books. There's a step back coming. Again, LeBron is very smart. And one, he played incredible basketball to make sure they kept winning until Luka was ready. Also, because he's very smart, numbers could take a hit with this guy around. All right, here's 42-17-8. Again, that's the GOAT, baby. That's the GOAT. He knows when he's got to get his.
Mm-hmm. it'll be interesting. I can't wait to see them play together. I mean, they're both fun to watch individually. You put two great players together. I mean, it's kind of like when me and you get 20 minutes every day here. Like, just let us go, pass the ball back and forth. We'll both end up with triple doubles, and we'll be fine. Everybody's going, hey, those two can work together. Yeah, it's pretty fun. The other game I wanted to ask you about, OKC laying two touchdowns and a field goal.
Yeah.
What do you do with New Orleans? Is OKC the best team in the West on every odds board? Yes. But, like, this is a free-for-all tonight. A 17 and a half? 18. Yeah. One of the joints out here just moved to 18 while we were talking. I mean,
the problem is with New Orleans is if you know who's playing in any of their games, you got to be on the coaching staff, and they might not even know. So I see those games. I don't know if it means guys are out or if OKC's that good. Most times I see a New Orleans game, I'll be honest with you, I go, whoops, throw that over there. We don't need that tonight. That's just kind of how I've been trying to keep the level head. I'll tell you what I did get involved with, Dave, as we get you out of here, and appreciate you stopping by on a Birds Victory Monday. There was quite a lot of those, huh? Steph under the 27 and a half. Kyrie Irving and Zach LaVine over 49 and a half points combined. And then a Jokic triple-double, Denver win, plus 146 player performance double. So that's how we're rolling out the rest of the NBA. And then, of course, Luka over the 14 and a half rebounds plus assists. Can you believe it, man? Can you believe it?
Super Bowl champs.
I mean, hold on. You know what, Dave? Can you stay right there for me, Dave? No, hold on, Dave. Stay right there for me, Dave. Hold on. Stay right there for me, Dave. No, stay right there for me, Dave. You know what I'm saying? Because here's what I'm saying, man. No, because here's what I want people to understand. Now, here's what I want people to understand, man. All right, now. Come on, load it up. No. Take the right camera. Come on. In the back. Here we go. You see what I'm saying, man? It was just one of those days. It was just one of those days, man. What do you say we do it again tomorrow? Fly, Eagles, fly.